York Region produced 70,650 tons of greenhouse gas last year but said that is still under the targeted cap under its energy plan. The region announced that its corporate emissions went up 4,900 tons year over year, driven by increased service demand. But although this reversed a trend of emission decreases, the total still fell below its emissions target of about 80,000 tons laid out in its 2019 energy plan. York Region Chair and CEO Wayne Emerson said it is important the region stays on the path to net zero emissions by 2050. We continue to work closely with our local cities and towns on initiatives to reduce energy consumption and greenhouse gas emissions, Emerson said. The region's emissions declined significantly during the pandemic and have remained below pre-pandemic levels, with about 80,000 tons produced in 2019. A significant part of the 2022 increase was from the transit fleet, which produced 3,750 more tons in 2022 compared to 2021. The region said this further showcases the need to work towards transit fleet electrification. The region said it reduces emissions by 500 tons through using 12 electric battery buses, with plans to purchase 10 more. Efforts to accelerate the region's fleet electrification plans will further lower emissions as ridership continues to increase and return to pre-pandemic levels, a region staff report said. Non-transit fleet vehicle emissions also increased by 1,100 tons and regional buildings emitted 1,050 tons more gas due to a colder winter in 2022. Although York's emissions and associated energy use remain below pre-pandemic levels, energy costs were at an all-time high of $57.8 million, about $12.2 million more than in 2021. The region attributed this to volatility in oil prices. With increasing energy and fuel costs in mind, we continue to accelerate electrification and energy efficiency initiatives, Richmond Hill Mayor David West said in a news release. We are looking to permanently integrate operational changes gained over the past 2 years to help further curb emissions growth. The region plans to update its energy plan in 2024 to add to its efforts for conservation and include waste and forestry operations in its emissions profile.